The Traveler's Journal, April 23rd, Wining, Dining, and Doing Business Abroad. Whenever business takes one to foreign markets, demonstrating good intentions to prospective clients and customers means taking the time and trouble to learn some customs of their country. Rituals concerning food and drink are always a good place to start. In many places, for example, offering a business guest a cup of coffee or tea is common courtesy. A gracious acceptance is usually the proper response. But in some countries, acceptance is essential. In the Middle East, serious business discussions don't even start until after the second cup is empty. Morning and afternoon tea are informal rituals most places that were once part of the British Empire. And in Japan, an invitation to participate in a formal tea ceremony is a great honor, one to never be refused. Spirits stronger than tea may also be involved. In Eastern Europe, brandy is commonly offered to office visitors, while in countries as diverse as Spain, Finland, Greece, and Korea, successful business deals are traditionally concluded with many toasts of the local libation. In Northern Europe, business lunches are often informal affairs, held in the office or company cafeteria. In Southern Europe and South America, lunch can be lavish and last 3 hours. Throughout both Europe and Latin America, evening meals are often eaten very late. Think of business hospitality as equal parts of both. Being prepared to enjoy new experiences with curiosity and courtesy is always part of being a good guest and a good business associate. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.